Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 Podcast. Today, we are reflecting on another car launch, and today it is Aston Martin's turn, who decided, you know what, the Super Bowl's on last night. We're going to stick a car launch on at 8 a.m. We're going to reveal the car at a very early time. So a lot of people struggling out there. Fair play if you did tune in. Apparently there's more to come. So as time of recording, there's more content to come throughout the day. I think they have unveiled it due to the fact that they are shaking down the car at Silverstone today. Mercedes in the past have just been like, nah, car launch is happening at this time, but we are going to shake down earlier so everyone knew what the car would look like before the car launch. Aston might have done it the right way round, Tom Bellingham.
Yeah, that's clearly why they've done it, because we saw that many times, like you say, with Mercedes, that 8 a.m. they'd be out going around Silverstone in the new car. All the pictures would end up on your Sky Sports and everything like that, and we'd all have seen it. And then they're like, right, our launch is at 12, and then the drivers take off the cover, and it's the same car that we've just seen going around the track for 2 hours. So that's clearly why they've done it. It was short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Now, before we dive into any more, we need to let you know that our P1 live show has returned, or is returning, whatever the right tense is. Because, yes, on April the 11th, 12th and 14th, we are going back on tour in the UK. Crazy to say out loud. We're going to Bath, Cambridge and London. London is a massive, massive event for us, especially because it is at the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire. What I will say, tickets are selling incredibly fast. I'm pretty sure Bath is pretty much sold out, if not sold out already, which is madness because the tickets went on sale only a few days ago. So if you do want to come to the P1 live show, where we basically will reflect on the season so far, we'll do some audience games with prizes, we'll have a lot of fun. It's not just a podcast, it's a show. And I think people have had a great time before, Tommy. And yes, it's a very exciting time, and I can't believe we're going and doing a few more.
Yeah, I can't believe we do these things, but they've been really fun and people seem to enjoy them. So get involved.
Good marketing, good selling. That was great. Get your tickets now. Right, so let's start with our first thoughts on the Aston Martin. So, of course, the car launch was launched very quickly indeed. What's their tagline? No distractions or something?
No distractions, which it did kind of tease a bit, or whatever. Yeah, it did tease that they were going to do something like this where it's just kind of like, here's the car then.
And that's what they did. They went, here's the car then. No two-hour Lawrence Stroll pre-chat, which, I was a little bit disappointed about, just purely because the memes that were created last time that he walked up onto the stage and the music that people put behind it, I loved that. First question, actually, let's get into that. Becky Hemphill, do you think that Aston have been clever in their design by still keeping the signature green and having the carbon parts of the car as discreet as possible? So yes, the livery. It's definitely more carbon, but I think you make a very good point, Tommy, that you put on Twitter, which was that they are keeping the right parts of the car colourful. They're not just going for the carbon in all areas that will look terrible on all TV camera angles. They know what they're doing with that, and they're getting away with as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, it's very clever the way they've designed it, that we know now that teams want to use as much carbon fibre as possible, but Aston Martin want this brand identity of the green. So they've it is slowly eating the car from the bottom up. You can see that normally teams have always run like carbon fibre or black along the bottom, because even in the previous era of cars, they used to do that just, if anything, just to hide the parts and make it look like a bit more discreet, so teams couldn't know what they were doing with all the aero parts and the floor and stuff. But yeah, they've done it in a clever way that it still has that brand identity. The main thing about Formula One car, and this is why the Alpine is so annoying for us fans when they've got such a great, you know, brand recognition, is the nose cone. And it's something McLaren actually have done really well, that normally when you watch on TV, the car is coming towards us. So the front on shot is really important. And McLaren have obviously painted the whole nose, and there is a lot of carbon on the McLaren, but they painted the whole nose. And Aston Martin have done something similar, where essentially they can, from the front angle and the side angle, which is pretty much when you see it all the time, it's green. But if you actually look at the car a lot, they've kind of like, it's tucked away, and they've got rid of every bit that they can that you can't really see from camera angles. And that's a good way of doing it, I think. Still would rather have this rule that we keep saying, but at least they've been a bit more clever with it, rather than just going, here's a green stripe.
And that rule being, just for those that may have not tuned into our car launch stuff, that essentially to have a minimum paint allocation where they can just have fun with designs. Because, yes, we're not going to kick off, I don't think, with this one, just purely because the identity is there, and that's the most important thing. And it's just,
everything in Aston Martin livery should be anyway. Like, we that's what people want. So I'm not against them not changing a thing, really.
Yeah, exactly. Don't change what ain't broken. Which is definitely the exact phrase that should be used.
Close enough.
But, you know, you used Alpine as an example, and I think the problem is, you know, that nose is just so eaten up by carbon fibre, and it loses that brand identity with that kind of design, as much as they think it's fine and whatever, because, of course, they've released two versions, which are both lacking identity. Anyway, this is about Aston Martin. Next question, M. Lawrence. Not a question, but I miss when the drivers would pull the sheet away to reveal the car. What's with these one-minute car reveals? Well, look, I think we only have ourselves to blame, everybody, because F1 teams, they do a massive old car launch. Everyone's in the chat. Reveal the car. Show the car. Show the car. Shut up. I don't care. Get the car out. I'm not here for anything else. And now they're like, oh, no one cares. Let's roll the car out. We'll just get some social clout. And everyone's like, where's the car launch? I want to hear from Lawrence Stroll. I want to hear from Lance Stroll and Fernando. So what I will say is that, yes, it is a shame. Yeah, F1 teams can't win. I think there is a perfect happy medium here, which we will get onto. But yes, it is a bit of a shame, because I like car launches to a degree when it's a decent length, and, you know, you build up to it. Oh, a little bit of boring. Yeah, sprinkle a bit of boring in there. Lovely. get a few messaging in there, and then show us the car.
I think as well, maybe part of that reason is because it's the same livery. We know there wasn't going to be anything new. That is probably maybe what triggers fans the most, is when you do have those like 40-minute launches and then something a bit different. Whereas Stake is a great example.
Aston last year.
Had
a long old launch, and then
it was the same
exactly
livery, and we all complained about it. But
it was funny, yeah, because that TikTok we did went massive, and we were like, it's the same.
It's the same. But Stake is a good example where, like, it's the first year that they've got this new identity, whether they're going to be called Stake by the time the season starts, that's for another day. But they've got new livery, new identity. So it is something new and exciting, and you can have, you know, drivers coming on and chatting about it for a bit. And then, you know, when the covers come off, we're going to get a bit of a surprise. So you're not annoyed for like a bit of 20, 30 minute chat. So maybe Aston Martin are like, well, it's going to be the same. And let's just roll it out. But it is a shame not to see the drivers, like this person said, because they have literally one of the most marketable and big characters in Formula One and a world champion. So you kind of, it does take away a little bit that you want to see
the way you said that was one of the most marketable characters in Formula One and a world champion. So it sounded like you just said Lance Stroll was
oh right, person. No, I was talking all about Fernando Alonso and the boss's son. It is strange, yeah, that they they've done a car launch and we've not even really seen Fernando or Lance. I mean, Lance doesn't tend to get involved in these kind of things anyway. But from the sounds of it, Aston Martin are doing a bit more throughout the day.
And by the time you're listening or watching this, you might have seen all of that.
Fernando Alonso flossing down the pit straight at Silverstone. Like, we have no idea.
Flossing.
I mean, that is the kind of thing he would do, right?
Such boomers. It's crazy, isn't it? Like, yeah, it's boomer energy. Like, it's boomer to boomer right now, because Fernando is also one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Sam Dougie Douglas comes in with, are the online launches because of the cost cap? I think we just need to clarify this one for any confusion. No, the online launches are not directly because of the cost cap, because the money for marketing and things like that is not developing the car. That's what the cost cap is there to do, is there to close the gap, supposedly, between teams. So yes, the online launches may well still be to try and save money. It's just, in general, money is not an unlimited resource, although Lawrence Stroll's bank account, I'm sure, is quite close to that.
Not far off.
But no, just to clarify, the cost cap is all about the car and how fast it goes.
Yeah, exactly. They don't worry from that side of things. But yeah, teams probably do weigh it up. Maybe it is a case of some years they're like, we've got a new title sponsor, or we've got something like I mentioned earlier with Stake. And then they really ham it up, and then they're like, well, not much has changed this year. Let's do a bit more of a low-key one. No new drivers, no new livery, no new sponsors or anything like that. So let's just do something a little bit different and maybe not go so over the top. And clearly that's what Aston Martin have tried to do with this very short launch. But I don't personally mind it when there's not that much going on, and it looks like we're going to see some more stuff during the day of it on track, which is quite cool, which we all want to see Formula One cars on track, don't we?
We certainly do, although I'm not sure we'll actually get to see the car necessarily out on track, because Mercedes, whenever they shake down, don't really show much until a lot later on. But either or, we'll see what comes out today. This next question I think is actually a great one. It comes in from Jace VI. What does the perfect car launch look like? Because last year it was dragged out, scratch our own back speeches, and this year it is here, is a 2-minute clip. If P1 was planning a car launch, what would it look like? All right, hold up. Let me cook. All right, so the P1 car launch starts off with Justin Bieber coming out and singing a couple of songs. Get everyone in the mood. You know, JB returns, you know, oh my God, he's back performing. Bit of Somebody to Love with Usher, because, you know, that didn't happen in the Super Bowl and I was expecting it might have done. So everyone's like, oh, what's going on here? All right, sweet, you know, okay, bit groovy. Get the champagne down you. And then, you know, obviously me and Tom will both be joint team principals, so Natalie Pinkham will bring us out, both of us together holding hands.
Okay.
And she'll ask us, you know, what do you want to say to all the P1 Aramco ATM Visa Cash App Kellogg's Specsavers fans out there? And we'll say, look, you know, we're not going to make any promises. We will probably be at the back, but we're here for vibes. And we'll be very, very honest, a bit like the Haas team principle, really, in some ways. We'll roll out in Bahrain and probably be knocked out in Q1. But what we will say is that our car is going to look so sexy, so beautiful. There ain't going to be no carbon fibre. Yeah, our glossy purple. My goodness gracious me. So I think that's a good start.
Down the main straight with Fernando.
Bro, why are we flossing?
I don't know. I just mentioned it earlier.
I mean, you can. Yeah, like you're so obsessed with flossing with Fernando Alonso. I will sit to the side of that one, but I'll allow you two to absolutely dominate. So Fernando Alonso's driving for us, apparently. That's something.
Yeah. He would drive for P1, of course. I just drop him a WhatsApp and he'll be like, sure, change teams.
Yeah, absolutely. You have Fernando's number. In your dreams. And so after that, a little bit of, you know, not too long, maybe 5 to 10 minutes of just chatting away about our ambitions for finishing last in the championship, even though we're known as P1. And then after that, we do a little tease, but we don't let out the whole car. We do a little, I just want to show you something, 1 minute video, bam, 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 few angles. People are like, oh. And then we go into another couple of songs from Justin Bieber. Maybe brings out a little bit of Beyonce, Jay-Z, you know, that kind of vibe. You know, let's get this into a little concert at this point. Forget the car. We're trying to distract everybody away from the car and just make it into something vibey. Then after that, we then show the car.
Interesting.
What would you do?
The same, but not Justin Bieber. I'd have like Metallica or something. We'll alternate. We'll have
Bieber song, one Metallica song. That'll do it.
Split our personalities, like just have it like really like jarring. I would. One thing I'd have loved Aston Martin to do, but it's probably really difficult. Is you know how they. This is what I thought they were going to do, actually, and would have been really cool. But the problem is they have to, like, fire it up. And maybe they could do it in a way that it's slightly disguised as live stream, but a bit of it's pre-recorded. Is, you know how they announced they're doing their shakedown today, and they announced they did the whole YouTube premiere in the garage? I thought that was a good idea because Cash App RB didn't premiere the video and that made it really confusing. So at least we all got to watch something together. And, you know, the lights come on in the garage. You kind of see the car, like it's a bit mysterious. And then it rolls out the pit garage, down the pit lane, and then it cuts to Silverstone and you get a live stream of like the first shakedown. So it's like a seamless kind of like, yeah, we've seen a Formula One car on track. And that's why everyone loved about Ferrari, that we got to see the car going round. I think that would be cool.
I think probably one of the drawbacks of that is the fact that they are shaking down the car for the first time in the entire year, and so don't want to live stream potentially the car blowing up halfway around the track. That's probably why teams wouldn't do that. Ferrari were like, YOLO, we're known for breaking down anyway, so let's go for it.
Yeah. So if we go around once, it's a success, and we'll save it to break down in Bahrain instead.
Thank you.
Exactly what happened.
But anyway, you know, that was what you Aston Martin would do. But what about you, Tommy? What about P1 for you? Like, come on, what's your ideal car?
It depends. First time doing it, it would be you want a bit of time with the drivers. I genuinely think like Ferrari's last year was pretty much
perfect.
Yeah. I don't think you can beat it.
Okay, cool, fine. You know, some Ferrari compliments, I'll take it. Next question from Mustoman1. Do you think this car can give Fernando his 33rd win at some point in the season? Well, if you've listened to the predictions for the 2024 season, you will see that I absolutely do not believe this is going to happen, because I said he was going to be the biggest flop due to Aston Martin not producing him with a car that is going to be very good. That's what I still believe, personally, but that's just purely running on vibes. And I'm sure Fernando Alonso, as Fernando Alonso does, will extract every last ounce of performance out of the car. But it depends whether that car is trying to make it into Q2 or if that car is trying to get on the podium. But yeah, I know, Tommy, you saw the YouTube live chat. There was a lot of spamming of 33. All of them were actually your bot AI burner accounts.
Yeah.
So I think that you might well be on the hype train to see this 33rd win. I know that you want to see it.
I know I want to see it really badly. But can I see it? It depends if a certain driver who used the number 33 until the number 1 allows anyone else to win this year. because that's a no, not then. Many people are getting victories. It's a long shot because victories are so hard. Like, how many since the new regulation changes? Has it been 5 non-Red Bull wins since the start of 2020, I think, something like that? And obviously only one last year. So it's tough to get a win. Aston Martin will need to be essentially as good as they were last year at the start, where they were like the second best car potentially, or at least fighting up there with Mercedes and Ferrari, and then hope Max has a problem. That this is the thing with Aston Martin is, do we trust them? I know there's a lot of... They are like the opposite of McLaren, where I think they're like completely underhyped because people saw what happened last year and they fell off, that people are expecting like they're not going to be any good. But they have, you know, they've gone for something a bit different with their car, according to Dan Fallows. And we'll see if they come out the blocks firing again and straight away. Like, I think they need to be like really good from the start there, because that's their time to sort of like get that win. Monaco is the one that really stands out last year that was like the chance.
I wonder if Aston Martin fans are a little bit cautious with the fact they're going for something different this year, when the reason they were fast last time was because they basically were like, Red Bull, all right, so let me see those drawings. Okay, cool. We'll roll out with a similar philosophy, and obviously they were really good. Now they've gone for something potentially different, whatever that might be. I think that's a roll of the dice. You know, it could work out very well. Dan Fallows is a very talented man, but whether that will be the case, we'll have to wait and see. It's going to be speculation up until testing. Then it's going to be more speculation, because then we're going to wonder if the times are even real.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a round one in Bahrain, which is not far away now. Like, my God.
It's crazy how close it is.
3 weeks, yeah. Isn't it, pretty much? 3 weeks till the start of the season. That's flown by now, maybe, potentially. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I think that's a beautiful time to end the podcast here today for the Aston Martin car launch. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. Remember, P1 live show tickets are selling fast. So if you want to come and see me and Tommy do our waffling on stage, do a nice live show performance, it's not just a podcast, as I say, then there'll be a link everywhere on social media, and there'll be a link in the YouTube description as well. And also, you might be noticed that I'm wearing a P1 beanie, which, if you also want to potentially get one of these, let us know your thoughts and feedback in the comments and whether you want one, and we might well just release it. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, they do not.
What are your final thoughts?
They do not exist as of yet. Well, they do exist, but they're not on sale.
No, this is actually just green screen. Yeah.
Yeah, green screen beanie. and we do potentially do a little purple one as well.
Tommy has no idea. But well, I'm assuming we will.
We will do. If people want them, you need to let us know. But yeah, final thoughts. Win 33, please, Fernando, because I need it in my life. And... I don't know what I'd do on Twitch, but it will probably be really cringe.
Peggy 18.
And Peggy 18, yeah.
Perfect. All right. So I hope that Fernando doesn't win his 33rd Grand Prix. I just can't get over the fact that, you know, I'd really, really want to see him win his 33rd race if my actual favourite driver stops winning. Poor you, mate. Poor you. My heart bleeds for you. Take care.
So
all right.
Boring,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Such a. Oh, you're so. What a tough life it is for you as a Formula One fan right now. Right. Thank you, everybody. Lots of love. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network. Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.